You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The good news is that the lines are full. So, Jeremy, you will not have to play the candy corn song.
I'm kind of bummed about that, but that's okay. No problem.
I personally want to thank all the listeners who are on the line. Yeah. We're going to try to get through all of them. So some calls might have to be quicker than we would like, but that's just right, so that we can fit everybody in.
Yeah, it's packed, so thank you.
First one to get through was Joy. Joy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I think I like starting my morning with Joy. So
down in your heart. Yeah. Down in your heart.
That's what I'm here. I'm here to bring joy to the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I hope to do some painting for sure. Maybe some hiking and car shopping.
Okay. Well, first of all, what do you paint? What are you painting? Flowers, dogs, people,
or walls?
Walls.
Kind of abstract. I do fluid acrylics.
Oh yeah, it's one of my favorites. Favorite.
I will tell you that I happen to be an abstract art fan. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If I'm gonna purchase art, chances are it'll be something abstract. So. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of car are you shopping
buy
for?
One of my pieces sometime.
Yeah, buy one of her pieces.
Well, I'm gonna wait until you die, Joy, so it'll be worth more.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
No, gotcha. Actually, I need to buy it now while you're still alive. I've got that backwards. I should buy it now and hold on to it.
And then you get a picture with her. Right. You know, which makes it even more valuable.
Original,
good for you.
What kind of car are you shopping for?
An SUV. Probably going to go with a hybrid.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have a hybrid SUV, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I recommend it.
What kind did you go with?
I went with the Tucson.
Okay.
And I like it. I waited for the 2022 because it has much more of the really cool stuff. So
mm-hmm.
go check those. Yeah. If you can find one, that's the one that I recommend.
Right.
Okay. I'm here to help.
Gotcha.
Do you have a question for us or anything?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. So everybody, has moments where they kind of hate their job, right? Do you ever have those? And if so, like what causes that? Or what's something that you might hate about your job? Or,
gosh, we love our job is the thing.
That's the problem. We have a hard
time.
Do you
ever wake up in a bad mood and you're just like, I don't feel like doing this?
Oh yeah, we're normal humans.
Sure, but
you have good days, bad days.
You have to throw a switch. You know,
you
got to
perform. You know.
And yeah. I will say that through the years on bad days, the show is what has gotten me out of my funk.
Yeah, so, you come in to laugh and tell stories. I mean, the hardest part is when that alarm goes off for me, at the butt crack of dawn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, the first word I say every day is the F word. The very first word. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. It's fantastic. You're right.
Right.
So,
it's going to be a fantastic day.
Look at you, Joy.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Good. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Good luck with your painting this weekend, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, Joy.
You as well. We appreciate you so much. Who's next? Steven. Hello, Steven.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, sir.
What are you up to today or this weekend?
So this weekend I have a wedding I'm going to.
Lucky. But,
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to go.
I want to.
That sounds horrible.
No, who's don't. Don't lie, Steven.
Who's the wedding for?
It is my friend's girlfriend's sister.
See?
Yeah, you don't
want to
go.
There's no reason you
that.
Have to do that.
Who are you kidding?
Friend's girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, right.
We've done a lot of outdoor activities together, and I was so lucky to get the invite, and I want to go.
Okay.
But I've got this wedding gift, and I'm not good at gift giving, so I'm a little insecure about it, and I want to run it by you.
Okay, yeah. What did you get?
I just got an REI gift card, and I just feel like that's impersonal. It's the classic gift card struggle of, like, I feel okay giving gift cards at, like, Christmas or something, but for a wedding,
But you just said you guys do a bunch of outdoor activities. What are you going to do? Come walking into the wedding with a kayak?
Ooh, that'd be cool, though.
Although, now that I say that, you should.
But the thing is, you don't have to bring... In fact, I would strongly encourage you to not bring a gift to the wedding. That's a pain in the arse for the wedding party. I think you should use that gift card to get something that you know they'll enjoy and then drop it by their house or do something. But I wouldn't do a gift card for a wedding, personally.
Well, that's when you bring the gift. It's a wedding and reception, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You bring the gift to that. And they have the little basket for...
I know.
They have a basket for gift cards.
I know it's a traditional way of doing it, but I'm telling you, I think brides and grooms appreciate it more if they don't have to worry about hauling a bunch of stuff.
They don't. They have minions. That's what your wedding party's for, and your parents.
You don't want minions doing that. You want your minions having fun.
They know when they sign up.
Don't bring a gift to the wedding.
That's the dumbest advice I've ever heard.
Jeremy's like, bring a gift.
Absolutely.
Pile up a table full of stuff.
Because you know what's going to happen, Stephen? They're going to get back to wherever they're going to get back to, and over the next week, they're going to be opening and looking at things, and they're going to be like, well, Stephen didn't get us anything. He's a jerk.
Yeah, but it will be at their household. Already, and they'll say thank you, Stephen, for not making us haul stuff around.
I don't think I have an opportunity to get it to them before they move. I mean, probably.
Oh, so they're leaving town, you said?
Well, you can find them.
They're moving quick, I think. I don't know.
Is this all about your, you know, convenience, or is it something for them that they would love to have? Which is it?
Well, now you're not helping the insecurity.
Dude, and if they're moving, the gift card is the best option. They put it in their pocket and move on with their life. They don't want something else bulky that they got to pack up.
All right. I disagree.
Dom is way off on this entire call, Stephen.
I disagree. I think I'm spot on. No. I speak the truth, and people just want to do what's convenient for them.
Is there a touch that I can put on it to personalize it? Like,
no,
I bought these little, they're like ultra marathon runners, so I bought those little energy chews as like a little... Hey, you know, here's something that I know about you. Like,
yeah, and then put something cute on the card, like, here's, you know, for running through your life together now, or something stupid like that, some cutesy little sting, you know?
They might like candy corn.
No, we're not playing the song. I'm not playing the song. Don't
You know what,
Steven?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You're a very good sport.
Yeah.
And thank you for letting us beat you up a little bit. We hope you have a great time at the wedding.
The wedding, William.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good
you
luck,
for
man.
Listening,
thanks for
buddy.
Calling.
Thank you for calling. Hey, we're allowed to disagree on that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who's next? Amber. Good morning, Amber. Thank you for holding.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, it's
good
Amber,
morning.
Everybody. What are you doing this weekend?
So I called because I'm really excited about the fact that every night I call my mom on FaceTime, and she's turning 67, I think, and she's always in the backyard, and I can see kind of where she is. And I am going to fly in, and I'm going to FaceTime her from her front porch, and she's not going to know, and then I'm going to surprise her when she's in the backyard.
That's
so
adorable.
Really,
that's really cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
That is so cool.
So I just thought,
something out of a movie.
Where is this? Where are you going?
Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, that's great.
But I've been here for 20 years, and I've been listening to you all for 20 years. So.
Oh, thanks, Amber.
Tongue kiss for you.
Huh?
What?
Huh? Wait, what did I?
He said tongue kiss.
I said tongue kiss for you.
Oh, no.
No?
What? You don't want a tongue kiss?
Oh, boy. Rejected.
Wow. That's a bummer for you, Dom. It's all right. From what I hear, he has a rough tongue anyway. So.
No, I've got a perfect tongue.
He's like
man.
A cat.
I won tongue of the year one
okay.
year.
If he's like a cat, I love cats. I have four cats.
Well, there you go. His tongue is like a cat. And he also uses a litter box.
This
I have
is
a 22-pound cat, just so you know.
Whoa,
this
hold
is
the phone.
Such a great idea. Plus, I happen to personally love Chicago. I will admit that I have only been... when it's nice weather. I've not been in the middle of winter, and I've been told by a lot of people that you don't want to be in Chicago in winter, but I do love that city, and I love a pizza place called Paisano's over by State Street, that area,
yes.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I want you to go to Paisano's on this trip, and I want you to get a pizza and a beer and toast the Dom and Jeremy show, will you please?
I will. Thank you.
Fantastic.
You're
have
welcome.
A great trip. You know what would be really cool is if you call us next week or whatever and tell us how that went, okay?
I will.
And real okay. quick, going back a step, can you text us a picture of your 22-pound cat? I do want to see that.
Yeah, I actually will text you. He is 22 and a half pounds, and he's huge. So
yeah, I want to see that big, giant cat.
God. So same, that's hilarious.
Same number you called us, text us, okay?
Please do
okay,
that.
Okay, I will.
All right.
My my cat, Niles the Weirdo, is a whopping 6 pounds. He's full grown. He's only 6 pounds.
This cat would just lay on your cat and smother
your cat
him.
Is four of mine. So.
That's a big cat.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, yeah, Amber.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Safe travels to you. God, that's great. Two more quickly. Stacy and then Clint, and then we will wrap it up. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hello,
Stacy. Stacy, I feel like you're down in the dumps or something.
I kind of am.
Are you?
What's the matter, Bonky?
What happened?
It was just kids. My oldest doesn't like being late to school.
Yeah.
And so if we're even like a little bit late, he will just refuse to go in, and then it's a whole giant battle thing.
So I'm guessing you were late today?
Mm-hmm. We were actually so early that we decided to stop at McDonald's for pancakes. And then we became
which
late.
Which made you late.
Now, that's a funny story, Stacy. That's great. But at least you got pancakes.
Say, Jeremy is wrong about the wedding thing.
No, I'm not.
You do not want gifts at the wedding.
Yes, you do. You want them at the reception.
You don't want them.
At the reception, you do. I did.
They have Amazon lists for a reason now, so that you just mail straight to their house. Like, you don't.
But Jeremy is all about gifts.
I do
Jeremy
like the gifts. I want a stack
person.
Of gifts that I can fall into backwards.
And he wants to lord it over everybody.
You get to do that. Wouldn't it be better, though, to get presents for, like, 2 months in a row?
No, that's just that's laziness on your guest's part if you're getting gifts for 2 months.
Stacy, just let him live in the past, okay? Just let him live in his little bubble of
boxes and boxes of gifts, and I want people to carry him out for me. Like I'm a king.
Stacy, what are you doing this weekend? Before we go to Clint's call, what are you doing?
I don't have anything this weekend, but I had an exciting last weekend.
What'd you
tell us?
Tour the Fat. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's a pretty big thing in Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've heard about it. I haven't been,
I
but I've heard
about it.
Dressed
up as a dinosaur.
You did?
I was a dinosaur riding a bicycle.
Good for you.
Good enough for me.
Oh, yeah.
My
Listen.
Little kid followed. He dressed up as a paleontologist, so he was chasing the dinosaur.
Oh, God, that's great. That's is this really the one cute. Who was mad about being late for school?
No, other one. I got two boys.
Oh, different
one's likes adventure, and the other one is unsure about life.
But loves pancakes, it sounds like.
Yes, pancakes are a plus. Yeah. And play places that have now reopened since COVID shut them down.
Sure. Little germ factories. Listen, we've got to run. Thank you for brightening our day. We hope you have a great day. Okay, Stacy?
You guys are the only morning show I listen to.
Well,
I refuse to listen to any of the others.
Good. That's very smart of you.
We didn't even know there were others.
You say we're kind and funny?
Yes. Like, you can joke with people without making them feel like crap. So I feel like you guys are the best.
Well, you know what? We save that for the for our coworkers.
Yeah, we make them feel like fools.
Just ask Josh.
Okay, well,
Josh hates us.
Only because he loses, right, at the mind bending.
Oh, he's lost in life.
Oh, don't
he loses with a
Stacy.
Lot of things.
Don't do that. Don't do that. He's a good guy.
All right,
we gotta
Stacy.
Run. Stacy, have a great weekend. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're going to bring it home with Clint. Clint, good morning. Thanks for holding for so long.
Yeah, you bet. Good morning, guys. Hey, happy man. Friday.
You as well.
What do you got going on? Anything to tell us about?
Yeah, I'm literally in the line at security at DIA right now.
Are you?
Oh,
you are?
Okay. Yeah, I'm headed to Dallas-Fort Worth to be the token gay at a bachelorette party this weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's funny.
That's terrific. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like
it's
fun.
Be an awesome time. Yeah, no, I'm excited. We got a limo for tonight. It's going to be a night of bar hopping. Tomorrow is going to be brunch followed with mimosas and, you know, mani-pedis. And then Sunday is just going to be a chillax day. out of the park.
Oh, this is like a dream come true for you, huh, man?
That's fantastic. Do you know where you're going in the Dallas area?
Fort Worth specifically, but like we're going to go down to the Stockyards, West 7th, the Magnolia area, just kind of around Fort Worth in general. So Fort Worth doing better than Dallas these days. So.
Sounds like a good time.
That's so funny. Yeah. I love that.
Do you have a question? Go ahead, Dom.
No, I was just thinking that the gift thing earlier, I would recommend actually purchasing something that's an experience for the couples. Like for my friend, I purchased a limo for tomorrow, or today, And so it's like buying an experience versus items, I think would be a better way to go.
That's kind of a good idea, yeah. What's the limo setting you back? How much?
$1,400.
Holy crap, Clint.
Yeah.
You are a good friend.
We've been friends since sixth grade, so it's kind of one of those things that's just like it's worth the time and worth the money and for everybody to have a good time, you know? So
let me tell you something. We're going to be posting this as a podcast, so by the time you get to Dallas, you'll be able to download it and play it for the bride, your friend since sixth grade. So give her a shout out right now.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Bonnie, I love you. And congratulations on your wedding and your elopement. I'm so glad we get to celebrate this weekend. And it's going to be a blast and a half with all you and the girls.
And don't forget, Clint spent $1,400 on you. He's going to hold that over your head for the rest of your life.
Part. Hey, I'm going to probably leave that part out. I don't want to make her think we're too bougie, but it's just going to be a good time.
All right, it's going in.
And I do have to ask one more question. This person that she's marrying, do you approve?
I haven't met him yet, but I approve so far. Everybody else has liked him, so I can't have any complaints as of yet.
Fair enough.
Good.
Hey, I hope you get through security with no problem. Thank you for listening, Clint. Thank you for calling, buddy.
Absolutely. You guys have a great weekend. Happy Friday.
Thank you, Clint.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Good guy.